Welcome to the Medical Advantage Podcast, where you can hear healthcare professionals, expert consultants, and industry thought leaders discuss the exciting new ideas and technologies that are changing the business of healthcare. Tune in to each episode as we hear from some of the most innovative minds in medicine about the future of healthcare and how your organization can stay profitable, efficient, and on top of industry best practices.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Medical Advantage Podcast. I'm Bill Riley, your host today. Now, for those of you who may be new to our podcast or new to Medical Advantage, let me just do a quick overview. We are a services company providing a broad range of services for medical practices, specialists, and groups. Ultimately, we're helping accelerate performance across any number of categories, including the use of in-practice technology, cost and utilization, and quality metric improvement, ultimately to help drive financial performance in reimbursement contracts with payers, especially in the context of value-based care arrangements. About a year ago, Medical Advantage confirmed the acquisition of iHealthSpot Interactive, a leading marketing agency providing a full set of marketing services focused on medical and dental clients. So everything from websites, search engine optimization, pay-per-click ads, social media marketing, and beyond. Today, we're going to focus on an area of medical practice marketing. And to do that, I'm pleased to introduce Rebecca Duke, a member of our marketing team. First, Rebecca, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So today we're going to talk about a topic in the practice marketing lane. This is a topic you've been writing about, blogging about quite a bit of late, and that's online reputation management. So let's just jump right into it. To start, can you tell us why online reputation management is really an indispensable part of a long-term practice marketing strategy?
Yes. So online reputation management, or as we also call it, ratings and reviews management, is just one of the most effective long-term strategies to nurture your practice brand because it promotes consumer confidence, put quite simply. Brand is more than just your logo or your tagline. It's how consumers perceive you. Have they heard of you? What have they heard about you? You know, we can comfortably use terms like brand and consumer confidence in a medical context now because the consumerization of healthcare just continues to propagate. Not to confuse you with buzzwords too much, but, you know, the consumerization of healthcare is just a fancy way of saying that patients now act like consumers, thanks to how platforms like Google have centralized the consumer experience. They can choose a healthcare provider in the same way they would an insurance broker or a plumber by going online to see what all their options for before making a choice. And part of that evaluation is to read those online reviews. You know, word of mouth has always been a reliable source of new business. Getting new clients, new patients, and online reviews is just word of mouth on a larger and digital scale. So that brings me to the doctor.com survey, where we found that almost 90% of patients are going to look at online reviews to vet referrals, meaning that they've already been recommended someone and they're putting in that extra time to ensure that they're making the best choice. And to me, this just signals that there's a universal consumer sentiment regarding the influence of what others have to say. Not only do they want to hear about the quality of care that you provide, but now they can read that feedback and know what to expect when they come see you. Why go into a situation blindly when other patients can tell you all about it?
Yeah, Rebecca, that's so true. And I'm just thinking of, you know, my own scenario here. My daughter and I were leaving for Florida shortly. We've got a soccer tournament, leaving the cold and the snow of Michigan to go to Tampa. And we're doing this, you know, right now, checking out online reviews of the hotel we're going to stay at. We're already looking at where we might go to dinner this night, that night. And, you know, online reviews is just part of the process. And like you say, I don't think healthcare is any different.
Yes, hotels are an excellent example because of how similar they are to the patient experience. You know, is the location convenient? Is the check-in process easy? Is the service satisfactory? Do guests find out that they've been overcharged? Are the rates fair? There's just a lot of parallels to make between hotels and medical practices. And you know, that's just another example of how patients would view booking a doctor's appointment is not being all that different from booking a hotel.
Very good. So what kind of rating or review, or if it's a star rating, you know, what should a practice be aiming for?
To borrow from the doctor.com survey once more, which is just chock full of information and insights, they asked what the lowest star rating a patient could live with from 1 to 5. And most respondents said that 4 stars is the lowest that they would feel comfortable with when choosing a provider. So let's say you do end up getting 4 stars. Does that mean that's good enough? Does that mean you can just rest on your laurels, as they say? Not really, because you know, when a patient does a Google search and sees another practice with 5-star reviews just above yours, naturally they're going to want the 5-star rated practice. And that 5-star rated practice is probably going to get more attention. And, you know, while we're on the subject of Google search, we should also mention that star ratings are a big component of how local search works. Patients will be confronted with your star rating, whether they were looking for it or not. It's just right there in their face when they do searches. So, you know, Google can automatically decipher the intent of the user and then deliver search results in local search format. Say, I look for skin tag removal or skin tag removal near me, pediatrician, best pediatrician near me. Google's going to automatically deliver results that are localized. So if you're in a geographic area that's saturated with your specialty, Google is going to move the 3 best practices to the front line. Those are the ones that are going to be seen first. And this is determined by positive signals, including ratings and reviews. So, you know, a user might just go ahead and click to open the entire map and see all options in their area. But we know that those top 3 practices are going to get the most brand exposure, also what we call online visibility.
Great. I didn't know that. I didn't understand that that reviews actually have an influence in Google rankings as well. That's interesting. So what factors influence patient reviews?
Yeah, we're going to look at this from 2 different angles. First of all, we're going to lean on the doctor.com survey once more. You know, shout out to them for putting out such an insightful survey. So the top 4 factors, according to survey respondents, number 1 is customer service. Second most popular is bedside manner. 3rd, ease of scheduling. And 4th, communication. So customer service being number 1, there's a lot that you can control in that area. Warm reception, organized check-in, satisfactory billing resolution, quick fulfillment of requests for records. So another factor to consider is how strong emotion compels and motivates consumers to leave reviews of their own volition. Either they're totally elated with their service, or worse, the polar opposite, they're very upset. Angry clients probably are feeling powerless when they're in the middle of an unresolved matter. So naturally, they leverage online forums to, you know, regain a sense of that power in a situation like that. So a caring and a well-performing practice can unfortunately end up with a skewed star rating when the only ones being vocal online are the angry ones. That's not good. You know, a practice deserves a fair rating. And between these 2 extremes, we have patients that never speak up. They wouldn't leave a review, but they might if you ask them directly or incentivized it in some way. You know, also an uneventful visit is quite frankly nothing to write home about. So why would they write a review? But an uneventful visit is still a good visit that can become a favorable review. So the goal there is to harvest reviews from the quiet ones who don't have any strong emotions about that experience. In theory, the more reviews you can get from this particular group, the better your star rating average will improve.
Very good. Very good. So I want to go back to negative reviews, and maybe it's not all a bad thing, right? There's always the opportunity maybe to turn a negative into a positive, you know, lemons to lemonade, as they say. So Rebecca, can you say a little more about this?
Yes, there are some positive aspects to negative reviews, believe it or not. Number one, it's the opportunity to retain a patient that might be on the way out. You know, they've been trying to work out this issue for weeks, maybe months. Nothing's working out in their favor. And leaving a negative review is a way to point out that this particular situation has perhaps fallen through the cracks. And now you have an opportunity to make it right with that patient, because, you know, a lot of patients are not going to speak up. They're just going to get frustrated. The next thing you know, you're getting a request to move their file over completely to another practice. They never gave you a chance. That patient that's complaining is giving you that last ditch opportunity to keep them as a patient. This is also an opportunity to respond compassionately in public view where onlookers can see it. You know, Glassdoor found that 70% of job seekers would change their mind about an employer based on how they reply to these reviews. So why is this Glassdoor figure relevant? Well, you know, keep in mind that a lot of industries are being impacted by what's called the Great Resignation, labor shortages, healthcare included. So, you know, your reviews can help employees decide where they want to apply, as well as it helps patients decide where they seek care. So, you know, what this Glassdoor result tells us is that responding to reviews can make a difference. And it, like I said earlier, also shows that you give a flip about the quality of care you provide. And lastly, it will mitigate further bad reviews and prevent patient attrition. Again, those patients that never speak up, you never get to find out why they left. They just quietly move to another practice. So this helps you find the leak in the boat so you can plug it up. Thus, you continue to improve upon patient experience so that you can rise to the level that consumer expectations continues to trend upward as experiences in all areas of life continue to become more seamless in the digital space. You can't really improve upon patient experience without knowing what patients think, and negative reviews bring these actionable issues to light.
Very good. Very good. So really, it's about being active here. You know, some people have a feeling, or maybe it's a myth, that there's really nothing that I can do about negative reviews. I have no control. But you would say otherwise, right?
Absolutely. People think, well, you know, if I have no control over what patients are saying about me, if I have no control over what customers are saying about me, then what can I really do about that? I can't tell them not to leave a review. I can't tell them to delete the review. You know, what can I really do in that situation? But I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do about online reviews and ratings is to be passive about it. It's just good public relations to respond to these reviews. It shows that you care enough about your patients to take the time to respond to their concerns. And now you owe it to your staff to capture as many positive reviews as possible, because it boosts morale. No one wants to hear that they're falling short all the time. You know, we need those wins to motivate us to provide even more great service moving forward. It also rewards you for your hard work. You know, you have your head down doing the most to deliver good patient care, not really paying attention to your online reputation. Now you end up with a low star rating you don't deserve. That's not right. You know, harvesting reviews helps you correct a star rating, a rating that does not reflect the hard work you put in. You deserve a star rating that fairly represents your care quality. And the end result, you attract new patients and you attract great job candidates.
Very good. Very good. So we're starting to wrap up here. Maybe we can give our listeners a couple of things that they can work on. So starting with, you know, what are some ways that a practice can capture positive patient sentiment and satisfaction, you know, ultimately to nurture the brand?
Yeah, so the two main vessels to capture positive patient sentiment in order to build your brand, nurture your brand, is online reputation management, and social media. Like online ratings and reviews, social media captures that patient satisfaction so that you can attract more patients with that nurtured brand, with that strong brand presence. It's a place for you to interact with your patients outside of office hours. You don't really get that much time to bond and connect with your patients. So now you can do it on their own leisure time while they're scrolling social media. And another thing to consider is how Facebook check-ins and page likes are going to show up as a personal endorsement for certain users, meaning that if a personal contact of theirs has interacted with your page by either checking in online with Facebook or by liking the page, Facebook is going to tell that user that someone that they know personally has interacted with your page. And that in itself is an endorsement. So you should encourage your patients to follow you on social media when you can. Positive patient engagement signals to the local community that patients have had a great experience with you. And this nurtures your brand through positive public relations. So an engaging post will end up triggering a comment section that becomes its own little mini online reviews forum. Hey, that's my doctor. He did a fantastic job on my surgery. Wonderful results. Hey, that's my nurse. She's fantastic. I always love it when I see her in the office. You know, if you're feeling bold, you might even approach these commenters privately and ask them to leave a review for you elsewhere online. And on that note, faces get really great engagement. So you might want to consider featuring your providers and staff and photos and videos as much as possible, because that will give you that brand nurturing engagement that you need to signal positive consumer sentiment about your practice.
Okay, great. So going maybe to the next level of detail, what can practices do to improve their online reputation?
So our approach is monitor, engage, and capture. So having an extensive background in consumer feedback, I've seen firsthand how the biggest names globally in all industries are investing in ratings and reviews. They are quite proactive to solicit reviews from consumers by email. You know, most patients just need to be asked for feedback. Otherwise, you'll never know what they think. You can set up your checkout process to ask for reviews automatically. Some might even be able to have their EHR set up to automatically send these requests at the completion of a visit. Also, you know, put up signage that reminds people to leave a review on Facebook, Google, Yelp, all of those. Just don't be passive. You know, the influence of ratings and reviews is just way too powerful to be ignored. You deserve an online reputation that reflects the hard work you put into patient care. So with our online reputation management services, we watch those reviews, respond to all of them, positive or negative. We engage so it makes the practice look like they are tending to patient concerns. We escalate those that need your special attention, and we capture that positive patient sentiment.
Okay, great, Rebecca. Thanks a lot. That brings us to our time today. First of all, great job. Thank you for sharing your insights. The reputation management for medical practices is clearly a very important area. Great work. And for you, our audience, we hope you found this session useful, and we look forward to seeing you in a future session. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Advantage Podcast, where we discuss the ideas and technologies changing healthcare and what they mean to your organization. For more information, visit us at medicaladvantage.com and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a show.